Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about law and faith this week. So let's press on here. We're going to come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you for what you've done through your Son, Jesus, on that cross. What a mighty God you are. We thank you and praise you. And Lord, I ask you to reveal to us more of these truths as we get into Romans chapter 6. It's an awesome book. The whole book is awesome, though, Father. Thank you for the book of Romans. Thank you for the Bible, the Word of God. Now, Father, reveal it to us as we study it today. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to start off here in Romans 6, 5 again. And we're going to talk a little bit here about, because you know that because you and I have become a part of Him. And so we're talking about Christ, of course. And so you died with Him, so to speak, when He died, and now you share His new life and shall rise as He did. Now, your old evil desires were nailed to the cross with His, with Jesus. He didn't have any, but He took them, yours, and nailed them to the cross with Him. That part of you that loves to sin was crushed and fatally wounded, or at least it's supposed to have been, so that your sin-loving body is no longer under sin's control, and it no longer needs to be a slave to sin. For when you are deadened to sin, you are free from all of its desires and its power over you. And since your old sin-loving nature died with Christ, we know that you will share His new life. Now, Christ rose from the dead, and He will never die again. Death no longer has any hold or any power over Him. He died once for all to end sin's power. But now He lives forever in unbroken fellowship with God. So, since He done all those things for you, so look upon your old sin nature as dead, and it's unresponsive to sin, and instead be alive to God, alert to Him, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do not let sin control your little body, you know, any longer. Do not give in to its sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become tools of wickedness to be used for sinning, but give yourselves completely to God, every part of you, for you are brought back from the dead and you want to be tools in the hands of God to be used for His good purpose. Now, whatever you do, don't fall over to sin, because sin need never again be your master. For now you are no longer tied to the law where sin enslaves you, but you are free under God's favor and mercy. Now, does this mean that now we can go ahead and sin and not worry about it? For our salvation does not depend on keeping the law, but on receiving God's grace. Well, of course not. We're not supposed to sin. Don't you realize that you can choose your own master? You can choose sin, sure, which leads to death, or else obedience with acquittal, and it leads to life. This one to whom you offer yourself, He will take you and be your master, and you will be His slave. It's your choice. Think about that. You can serve the Lord, which will lead to eternal life, or you can serve sin, which will lead to death. Now, thank God that though you once chose to be slaves of sin, now you have obeyed with all your heart the teaching to which God has committed you. Now, I hope everybody does that. I know that all Christians are not there, but we need to get there. And now, you who are free from your old master, which was sin, and you have become slaves to your new master, which is righteousness, or at least that's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be free from sin, and you're supposed to be bound to your new master, which is righteousness. Now then, I speak this way using the illustration of slaves and masters, because it is easy to understand, just as you used to be slaves to all kinds of sin, so now you must let yourselves be slaves to all that is right and holy. In those days, when you were slaves of sin, you didn't bother much with goodness. And what was the result? Evidently not good. Since you are ashamed now even to think about those things you used to do, for all of them end in eternal doom or death. But now you are free from the power of sin and are slaves of God and His benefits to you, include holiness and everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death. It's very clear. If you get back over into sin, the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Don't you understand this? You know, my dearest brothers in Christ, that when a person dies, the law no longer holds him in its power. Let me illustrate how this works about the power of the law. When a woman marries, the law binds her to her husband as long as he is alive. But if he dies, she is no longer bound to him. The laws of marriage no longer apply to her. Then she can marry someone else if she wants to. That would be wrong while he was alive, but it is perfectly all right after he dies. Now, your husband, your master, used to be the Jewish law, but you died, as it were, with Christ on the cross, and since you are dead, you are no longer married to the law, and it has no more control over you. Then you came back to life again when Christ did, and you are a new person. And now you are married, so to speak, to the one who rose from the dead, so that you can produce good fruit, that is, good deeds for God. When your old nature, your old sin nature, was still active, sinful desires were at work within you, making you want to do whatever God said not to do, and producing sinful deeds, the rotting fruit of death. But now you need no longer worry about the Jewish laws and customs because you died while in their captivity. And now you can really serve God, not in the old way, mechanically obeying a set of rules, but in the new way with all of your heart and your mind. Well then, am I suggesting that these laws of God are evil? Of course not. No, the law is not sinful. But it was the law that showed me my sin. I would never have known the sin in my heart, the evil desires that are hidden there, if the law had not said, you must not have evil desires in your heart. But sin used this law against evil desires by reminding me that such desires are wrong and arousing all kinds of forbidden desires within me. Now, only if there were no laws to break would there be no sinning. That is why I felt fine so long as I did not understand what the law really demanded. But when I learned the truth, I realized that I had broken the law and was a sinner, and I was doomed to die. So as far as I was concerned, the good law, which was supposed to show me the way of life, resulted instead in my being given the death penalty. Now, sin fooled me by taking the good laws of God and using them to make me guilty of death. But still, you see, the law itself was holy, right, and good. But how can that be? Didn't the law cause my doom? How then can it be good? No, it was sin. Devilish stuff that it is, that used what was good to bring about my condemnation. So you can see how cunning and deadly and damnable it is, for it uses God's good laws for its own evil purposes. The law is good then, and the trouble is not there, but with me, because I am sold into slavery with sin as my owner. I don't understand myself at all, for I really want to do what is right, but I can't. I do what I don't want to. I do what I hate. I know perfectly well that what I am doing is wrong, and my bad conscience proves that I agree with these laws I am breaking. but I can't help myself because I'm no longer doing it. It is sin inside me that is stronger than I am that makes me do these evil things. I know I am rotten through and through. So far as my old sinful nature is concerned, no matter which way I turn, I can't make myself do right. I want to, but I can't. Now then, when I want to do good, I don't. And when I try to do wrong, I do it anyway. So this really keeps me in a state of confusion. No matter which way I turn, I can't make myself do right. I want to do right, but I can't. When I want to do good, I don't. And when I try not to do wrong, I do it anyway. Now, if I am doing what I don't want to, it is plain where the trouble is. It's sin. Sin still has me in its evil grasp. It seems to be a fact of life that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love to do God's will so far as my new nature is concerned. But there is something else deep within me in my lower nature that is at war with my mind and wins the fight and makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. In my mind, I want to be God's willing servant. But instead, I find myself still enslaved to sin. So you see how it is my new life tells me to do right, but the old nature that is still inside me loves to sin. Oh, what a terrible predicament I'm in. Who will free me from my slavery to this deadly lower nature? Thank God. It has been done by Jesus Christ our Lord. He has set me free. The King will absolutely set you free. So there is now no condemnation awaiting those who belong to Christ Jesus. For the power of the life-giving Spirit, and this power is mine through Jesus Christ, and He has freed me from the vicious circle of sin and death. Now, we aren't saved from sin's grasp by knowing the commandments of God, because we can't and don't keep them. But God put into effect a different plan to save us. He sent His own Son in a human body like ours, except that ours are sinful. And He destroyed sin's control over us by giving Himself as a sacrifice for our sin. So now we can obey God's law if we follow after the Holy Spirit and no longer obey the old evil nature within us. Those who let themselves be controlled by their lower nature live only to please themselves. But those who follow after the Holy Spirit finds themselves doing those things that please God. Now then, following after the Holy Spirit leads to life and peace, but following after the old nature leads to death. Now then, I'd like to invite you to call me, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can order our free tapes on the web at www.tlsm.org. Free and postpaid. Just fill out the form. Praise the Lord Jesus.